Okay, Tony, I got that breeze code for you.
Yeah, go ahead, sir.
That's 273.
Yep.
718.
718.
128.
128. And you're going to put all the notes in DMS?
Oh, and I didn't notate anything. She said that she already know about the SKU number and everything, and it's already notated in there. She said she just gave me the breeze code that we didn't see.
All right, can you put the notes in DMS, though, so we can see them?
What you mean? What notes? The breeze code?
Can you put that we called in and that the 36-inch pro cooktop, the breeze code is the 273-718-128? Who did you speak to at DOD?
America. But that's not the person they
America.
Gave it. I can't necessarily remember because that's not the person that gave that breeze code that she said it was already there.
Right.
This is messed up. People need to do what they're supposed to do the first time.
Yeah, it would really help out a lot. So that you can't put in that you've already called DOD and they gave you a breeze code of 273-718-128 for a 36-inch broken.
Yeah, I'm finna go ahead and put it in right now.
Yeah, if you put those notes in there, that way when we send the control form in, that way India from XPO can say, oh, yeah, yep, there it is, we're good.
Yes, see, she said she got all the SKU numbers and everything. I just think we need the breeze code.
Correct. DOD may have it, but we need it in DMS so you can look in DMS and we can see it like, hey, XPO rep, it'll show your name, and then you'll put in there, hey, tech called in for the 36-inch pro cooktop. I called DOD. They said it was already called in. Here's the breeze code. You put the breeze code in.
I know how to do it, sir. I guess.
Oh, okay. All right. I appreciate it, Winston.
All right. You all know Teddy.
All right, I appreciate it.
No problem.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it.
Thanks for talking with
you.
XPO.
Bye.
You enjoy your day.
You too. Bye.